about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently scientists, I hate when they do this. They're predicting that a giant asteroid is going to collide with us on March 16th, 2880. Would it be 2880? All right. It's going to be heading towards our planet at 38,000 miles an hour. How the hell do they know this? I understand it's all orbits and they do the mathematical calculations. I took physics. I took math. I get that. But March 16th, 2880. So, start packing because we're going to probably have to be living on Mars at that time. Then licorice slows skin cancer cells. The one candy I can't stand. Now, mind you, I like candy. I will eat candy as the day is long. Halloween coming up, this is my favorite time of year. But the one candy I cannot stand, I mean it's worse than eating a vegetable, is black licorice. Now, I could get strawberry licorice and some red vines in me, but not black licorice. Like, you know those licorice jelly beans? Okay, don't do that. I'm thinking I'm eating a jelly bean and you stick in a licorice flavor. I mean, and I want to throw up, and it's black in my mouth, and it's just, oh, it's horrible. But anyway, could help slow skin cancer cells. 12% of Americans admit to watching porn online. The other 88%, according to this one author, thinks they probably don't have the internet. Kissing. What is the evolutionary thinking behind kissing? Well, I guess it's the way we size up our mate. We could smell them, taste them. So kissing, all right? Meaning, guys, you got to do some foreplay, okay? All right? You're going to have to actually bring your face near her face. Ariel Castro, back and forth over the last 24 hours, we've been hearing reports that he might not have committed suicide. He might have died from autoerotic asphyxiation. We'll talk about what that is. Now one report says, no, he didn't die of autoerotic asphyxiation, but he was found hanged, pants down by his ankles. We'll talk about what that could be. That's pretty. And Ariel Castro was the Cleveland kidnapper, right, who had raped three women, Gina De Jesus, Amanda Berry, Michelle Knight, 10 years plus, beat them. Is this ironic? Is this justice? Did he die happy? We'll talk about that. Then, apparently there's a new diagnosis that people are being given called a cyberchondriac. I was on Doug McIntyre's KBC this morning talking about this one, where people try to self-diagnose and the internet could be making you sick. Cyberchondriacs. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was on the highway. I was taking the I-5 north from Anaheim to, I'm going to try to stop saying Taking the I-5 north from Anaheim to Hollywood to get to Talkers Conference yesterday morning. My kids had done a school trip to Disneyland, so I decided to stay at their hotel. Came in. Went to Talkers Magazine Conference. Great. Phil Hendry was there. Oh, I love Phil Hendry. Man of a million voices. This guy is gifted. Jerry Doyle, Rusty Humphreys, really great people there. Gave everybody a lot of hugs. I think even my boss might have been there. All right. I was running around and I couldn't hear. You know how I can't hear from the cocktail party effect? So I need to find out. There's a possibility that Ted Anderson, my boss, might have been there. And I might not have said hi like I should have because I couldn't hear a thing with everybody talking. So I'm going to have to definitely eat some crow today. I got to find out from everybody else if he went. Anyway, great conference, but I was stuck in traffic. It took me, I left the hotel at about 8:25. I didn't get to Hollywood where I needed to be on Hollywood Boulevard till 9:50. So about an hour and a half of traffic. So what did I do? Well, I listened to Doug McIntyre in the morning, then I listened to my show. I actually listen to my show in the morning because satellite radio, I pick it up at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So I'm listening to my show. It's damn good. I like my show. Yeah, I shut my Pandora off so I could listen. This is a damn good show. Okay, anyway. But anyway, here's a question for you. Not sure why I brought that up. Cyberchondriacism. That's like a hypochondriac who's using the cyberspace to fuel their illness. Now, let me throw this question out at you guys, okay? Have any of you been right on the money because you researched it on the internet? Or most of the time, are you off? Because I have to tell you, I told Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray this morning on air that I am a huge fan of people going online and educating themselves. I am so pro-education. You learn, you deduce, figure these things out. Now, don't not go to a doctor. And I don't want you misdiagnosing, but I don't have any problem with the patient coming in saying, look, I think I have an ovarian tumor. True, I'll have to tell them, sir, you don't have ovaries. But you never know. You know, some people could have hermaphrodism, etc. But I love it. When you guys go on the internet and you look at your differential, I love it. And why do I love it? Because so many of you don't go to the doctor. So many of you don't read. So you have a symptom and you're like, you know what? It's just a little chest pain. Like Rosie O'Donnell. She helped somebody out of her car. She thought she pulled a muscle that night, blew it off. Next day she goes to her doctor and the doctor says you had a heart attack. This is scary stuff. So if you are getting some chest pain, maybe you'll go online. Maybe you will get scared a little bit. I don't mind that. I would rather you learn and err on the side of caution. So the cyberchondriac diagnosis doesn't bother me. But we aren't hearing in the medical community these stories where it saved your life. Did the internet ever save your life? Now, I'm not talking about listening to the Dr. Dahlia show or watching Dr. Oz or listening to something Alex Jones said and you go, oh, that's great. I better go get myself checked out. I'm talking about you looking something up and you thinking you had a symptom that you would have completely blown up. And if it wasn't for the internet, you would have never got it checked out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Has the internet ever saved your life? 1-877-DOCDALI. Be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. I'm looking at this Hottest Women in Radio 2014 calendar. Huh. My sister wants me to sign up for that. No, these women, I mean, they're like wearing corsets. I don't think I could even get, I could barely get into my Spanx. Hottest Women in Radio, I don't think that's going to happen. No, I got to put some makeup on. All right, so we're talking about the cyber chondriacs. By the way, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Cyber chondriacs. You start reading the internet. You browse. You don't know if this headache is brain cancer or just a headache. You don't know if you have hereditary hemochromatosis. You don't know if you have paraneoplastic pemphigus, Asperger's, alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. So The Guardian comes up with a real good article, right, allowing you to kind of take a look at to invite yourself to determine if you are a cyberchondriac. Now, many of us will have a headache, will have some sort of a pain, et cetera, and will evaluate ourselves on the Internet. I've done that, too. I've done that. I'm a doctor, for crying out loud. Yes, I will go to the Internet, and I will put up some symptoms. You want to know what symptom I looked up on the Internet the other day? I was working out. This is before I threw my back out. I was working out, and all of a sudden, I started getting hives. Now, there's a sort of angioedema that people can get actually go into full-blown anaphylaxis with exercise. So the fact that my hands were starting to get hives when I was working out freaked me out because I didn't know if I was going to have to get an EpiPen or whatnot because I was going to go into a an exercise-induced anaphylaxis. So immediately I finished my workout, right, because I don't want to, you know, halfway do anything. So I finished my workout. What I did is I had some ice water, so I was holding the ice water while on the treadmill so I could cool down the hives. My hands just turned beet red. It happened again last night. My back is better, but I'm just doing a slow walk right now just so I could still keep the exercise up. And I Googled it. And I found a couple sources that talked about how sometimes the rush of blood, the feeling of hives, even though it's not hives, can be natural. I didn't have actual hives. It just felt like my hands were getting completely engorged with blood, like I had taken Viagra or something. And it went away after exercise. Now, I've had a cardiac check in the past. I'll probably get another one. But I went to the internet, and I am not embarrassed by that. That was very relieving. So I didn't end up in the ER, etc. Now, I'm not saying to go to the internet rather than go to the ER. No, if God forbid you have chest pain, trouble breathing, blurry vision, dizziness, onset of stroke symptoms, do not mess around. Call 911. I don't even want you driving yourself to the hospital. Call 911. But when you have these symptoms like, well, you know, I have a lesion down there. Is that penile cancer? What does penile cancer look like? You know, or vaginal cancer, you know, you can look these pictures up on the internet. You may have to change some of your security controls. So if any of you had an issue where online you went to look it up, you thought it was something you could blow off, and it turned out to be something serious, you went to the doctor was a good job. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Mike over the break called about having coronary artery disease. He said he was having chest pain. He looked it up. Wife made him go to the doctor. He ended up having coronary artery disease. Wish you could call because I want to ask you what your symptoms are. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Facebook saved a mother's baby because the mother was putting pictures up of her baby on Facebook. And one of the busybody Facebook friends that she had, and it's good she was a busybody, said, "Your baby looks blue to me." And the mom's like, "What?" She's like, "Your baby looks blue. Get it checked out." Now, I remember looking up this story a couple years ago. I don't really remember seeing the blueness to the picture, but, you know, it's always different the more a picture is reprinted. And mom took the baby to the doctor. It turned out the baby actually had a heart condition. So I believe that the internet does help. But you need to be extremely careful. Now, I've posed this question to you guys before. What internet site is your go-to site? Do you trust it? Or are you going to blogs or these health forums? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Where should you go for health information? Where's the safest place to go? Now, the Dr. Dalia website, no, we don't have a question and answer. I don't have a live chat. I'm just too busy. I would like to eventually. I just don't know how to work all that out. I would like to. But I'm going to tell you, for now, I refer you all to the Mayo Clinic website. I love using the Mayo Clinic, medicine.net, WebMD. Some of these are great. Now, many of you will go to about.com or WikiAnswers. Some of you have asked me about that. Sometimes there's some real good information on that, even Wikipedia. But you need to be careful because if other people can access these sites and add information, you may not be getting the whole picture or the true story. You also need to be careful with these blogs. You will Google a symptom. You'll Google a symptom, and then you'll, instead of getting Mayo Clinic or a doctor's website that where you could go for information, it's going to come up with some sort of a message board. And you'll see a question like, is this chest pain, heart attack? Or is this mole cancerous? And you see other people's answers. No, it's not. No, and I like to read those because I like to see what people think. And some of these people, they act like they're an expert. They'll speak as if they're a doctor. But they're not. Now, many people know medicine. You don't have to be a doctor to know medicine. But you have such conflicting answers And they both sound extremely cerebral. And there's a logic behind them that a patient will be like, well, what the hell do I do? Now, truth of the matter is that's what medicine is. You'll have two doctors, two medical providers completely disagree with each other on how to handle or approach a patient. But I have no problem. If you are a cyber chondriac, I'm fine with that. Now, you do want to be careful. Okay, anytime you get a mole, you don't want to freak out. Because you can. Remember, the internet also has sensationalized media. So certain topics or titles of articles that are out there will say, oh, these are the five warning signs of cancer. If the article is, you don't have to worry about this, no big thing, you're not going to read that article as much as five warning signs of cancer. So you're going to look at that. A number always helps attract the eye, a big font, an exclamation point, a very quick, less syllabic type title will attract people. Remember, the media need to sell. They want you on their website. So you need to be careful because you will see a bias, a weight. If you have chest pain and you look up chest pain, of course, heart attack is going to come up first. But if you have a blister and you come up with a little blood blister, for example, one of you had written me last week about red blood blisters coming up on your chest. So you looked it up and you thought you had bullous pemphigoid and pemphigus bullar. I apologize. I don't have all the names at the tip of my tongue. There's bullous pemphigus and pemphigus bullosa. I need to look up. I always mix those two up where you get these bullae, these big, huge lesions of blistering, and it's a pretty debilitating condition. I saw a couple cases when I was at UCLA. I'm not a dermatologist, but that is exactly when you want a dermatologist involved. So he had looked up his blood blisters, and the answer on the internet came back this bullous pemphigoid. So we freaked out. Well, what he really had were these little capillary hemangiomas. You know where you get those little red little blood blisters that kind of come up to the skin? If you scratch it, it bleeds. They're little capillary hemangiomas. They come up to the skin surface. Has nothing to do with one of these inflammatory skin conditions. Now, again, I don't want you to misdiagnose a bullous pemphigoid or pemphigus vulgaris or what. And I apologize. I need to look up that second name. It's bugging me. I don't want you to misdiagnose and go, oh, these are just capillary hemangiomas. Meanwhile, you have your skin blowing up. No, I don't want that. But you can freak out. You can overread something. So my suggestion is still get a doctor, get a medical provider. We're here. Don't let all the media scare you. A lot of doctors are leaving, but we are here. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll take your calls, and then we want to talk about Ariel Castro and autoerotic asphyxiation. Not that we want to imagine the Cleveland kidnapper doing this, but what is it? Why do people do it? Pretty scary stuff. Teenagers, about 1,000 die a year from doing this. Really? Suffocating yourselves? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a couple weeks ago, we heard that Ariel Castro, the Cleveland kidnapper, killed himself. The Ohio Medical Examiner conducted his autopsy, is now disputing assertions that he might have died as suicide. It may be from another cause. And many of you have already heard, we believe, some of us believe, some of us don't, that he believed trying to satisfy himself in a act called autoerotic asphyxiation, where while you are sexually satisfying yourself, you are putting your respiratory status or your circulatory status in some sort of peril to help enjoy the euphoria, I guess. Okay? All right. I know. I'm considered the medical expert, right, on KABC by Doug McIntyre, but I am no expert on this. I apologize. Now, Coroner Jan Gorniak had harsh words for Ohio corrections officials, according to CNN, for raising the possibility that Castro's death could have been a cause of autoerotic asphyxiation. Apparently, news broke yesterday morning that that's how he had died, and the coroner's like, wait a second, stop. So, how do people do this? Well, if this is what he was doing, okay, you know, you either strangle yourself, unfortunately, use something around your neck, be in some sort of a position where you're not completely being hung, but you are compromising your airway, compromising some of the blood flow. Many people have reported that when they do breathing spells, breath holding spells, and they hold their breath, they find it to be sexually stimulating. Variety of ways to do it. Plastic bag over the head. And unfortunately, about 1,000 people die a year, from what I understand, this way. Now, many young people are doing this now. Young people, teenagers, etc. And we think this number is underreported because when mom or dad finds their teenage boy or girl in this manner, they'll clean up the scene. They don't want the paramedic seeing toys or lubrications or plastic bag, etc. So they clean up the scene, and while the paramedics are coming, because they want their loved one to, I guess, be buried without there being that sort of cloud of embarrassment. So this number is underreported. I've had patients that tell me they do this all the time. You know, Dahlia, am I going to get a stroke? Dr. Dahlia, should you do an MRI on me? Why? Well, I perform this when I have sex, and I want to make sure I'm not causing myself to have a mini stroke. I'm like, you do what? What? How? What? I learn more from my patients than they learn from me. So this is a lot more common than you think. The other thing that could be happening, like, for example, David Carradine, he had been found naked. Hung. They believe that's what he was doing at the time. But it may not be that you completely cut off your blood circulation or your air circulation when this happens by carotid blood flow going to the carotids. It's usually more of an asphyxiation, an air type of issue. All right. That's why it's called autoerotic asphyxiation. Auto meaning yourself. I really don't like talking about this. But some people may have a heart attack in the act. So they never truly asphyxiated. They just died of a heart attack in the act. That could have happened also with David Carradine. So we don't know 100% for sure unless an autopsy is done. Now, one of the reasons why this did make news yesterday is the report had said that they found that Ariel Castro's pants and underwear were down by his knees. Now, the coroner is saying, wait a second, his pants could have fallen. Okay. And then one of you had asked me, well, what about erection? Okay, if he had an erection when he died, would that stay? Now, we've talked about erections and death before. Not sure why. Not really sure where a subject like that was relevant. But some people who are not sexually stimulated, if they are hung, will have an erection. They call it a hanging erection or a death erection. So you... Let's say you're in the, this was in the 1800s, you were in the, you know, you get hung in front of a group of people. When that happens, many times you'll have an erection. It has nothing to do with sexual stimulation. Now, the coroner is saying there was no proof of any sort of sexual stimulation on Ariel Castro. So if he didn't have an erection, to me, that's a lot of proof pointing the other way. That's pointing down, right? As opposed to, yeah. So, how do you prevent this? Okay. You know, many parents will say their child committed suicide when really their child died this way. This is a frightening stuff. This is one of those things where you don't really want to know about it. You know, we talk about children depression. We talk about bullying. We talk about suicide. We don't talk about these kids that are masturbating and hurting themselves because they learn that it's better when you have a bag over your head. Now, this is a type of conversation that's very difficult to have with your family. I'm going to have it with mine, okay? I have every conversation I need to with mine. And I could just see the kids look at me like, Mom, really? But I'm sorry, we're very open. I talk about everything. And I haven't had the conversation yet, but I am going to tell them that there is a very dangerous practice out there. That, and no, just because I talk to them about it doesn't mean I'm putting ideas in their head. I would rather talk to them before somebody at school gives them the idea. And by the way, why are you kids at school talking about this? Now, they don't call it autoerotic asphyxiation. They can't even pronounce that many vowels. Too many syllables. But they'll say, oh, dude, I heard this happens. You know, I mean, I don't know if guys talk like that, bro, dude. Right? Maybe they do. That's how they talk in the 80s. Yo, dude, this is totally rad. Right, I heard this is what you could do when you're having your quote-unquote self-session. I don't know if they call it self-sessions. Like, this radio show is supposed to be PG. All right, so can we move on? All right, when we get more reports, we'll tell you. But I think there's other more silly things out there, and it's some scary stuff. Speaking of high school students, eighth grade girls discovered a new 4-0. They were high. Eighth grade girls were high on a new form of meth at a Texas middle school. Right? We're talking about eighth grade girls, and then they were in possession of this form of methamphetamine. Small squares of paper soaked in this. I guess it's a new form of the drug. Police are now investigating where the drugs come from. Now, many of us are pretty astute and well-schooled on meth because of Breaking Bad. I'm in the fourth season now of Breaking Bad, so I'm doing pretty good. I'm almost at the... Right, because the fifth season was the final season, right? All right, I should be doing pretty good. I'm in the fourth season. I have one more show till the season finale of the fourth season, so nobody tell me what's going on. But I feel like I could identify meth. I guess in Breaking Bad, it looks like blue rock candy. Even they were selling blue rock candy in Albuquerque during the Breaking Bad finale and marathon because they could sell rock candy. It wasn't drugs. But anyway, now there's a new form of meth. Apparently, they found six kids acting zombie-like and delirious at Blocker Middle School on Monday. Eighth graders, my kid's an eighth grader, 13 years old. School staff found small paper squares on the girls. Authorities say were soaked in a liquid methamphetamine and then wrapped in foil. Now, this is some scary stuff. I'm looking at the picture. They're about a centimeter to 2 centimeters in width. You know how many times I would play around with foil? Remember our Hershey's bars would come in foil? So I would eat a Hershey's bar for my 10 a.m. snack. Doesn't that sound good? All right, this is in high school. I don't do it anymore. And I would then play with the foil, roll up the foil, and I would play with it. This is some scary stuff. Kids, for those of you that have a foil fetish, that like to sit there and play and feel the sharp edges and make little foil balls out of it. Oh, by the way, my cats love to play with that. You got to be careful because they'll eat the foil. But anytime I'm working with foil, they get all excited. So I roll it up in a ball and I let them play with it. They like it because it's shiny. People may think you have this new form of meth, so be careful. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's INFIDEL BodyArmor.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We'll be back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, licorice, they say, could be the key to beating the most lethal form of skin cancer. Are they talking melanoma? They are. Research carried out, I guess, here in the States has identified a compound found in licorice root that could slow down the growth of cancer cells. Now, all they have to do is make a licorice-type medication. The chemical that's anti-cancer is called glycyrrhizin. That I could say without a lisp, glycyrrhizin. But they've had a lot of difficulty trying to turn it into a medicine in the past because it causes high blood pressure and swelling on the brain. See, you could have all these natural compounds, but once you try to make it into pill form, that's when things can go bad. They said experts at the University of Minnesota in the U.S., well, obviously in the U.S., this is an article that must be out of the U.S., University of Minnesota have found another ingredient called isoangustone A, This appears to have the same benefits as glycyrrhizin, but not as many side effects. Now, malignant melanoma, there was a case where a Chinese man, his gums were turning black. Doctors didn't know what it was until they realized that was malignant melanoma. You could get melanoma anywhere. We had a patient who had it on the back of their eye in their retina. Melanoma from the melanocyte. It goes rogue and it is vicious. It knows how to hide. This deep, dark, black, ominous looking, irregular border type. Anytime you see anything dark, okay, just assume it's melanoma. Even if it's sitting there in a pile on your floor, before you think it's dog poo, always think melanoma. Now, of course, overexposure to sun's rays, according to Mail Online, is the number one cause. We still have people, even if they have skin cancer, they end up still going to tanning beds. Tanning beds could also expose you. They say some evidence suggests that even just a little episode you might have had as a child can cause you, like I've said before, to have melanoma later in life. So, you know, it doesn't mean go and start eating licorice now, but that would be a pretty cool study. Now, why don't they do that? Look at how they, and good for them for trying to come up with a pill form of licorice, but it's a shame that they can't tell us just eat licorice. Just like with this resveratrol in wine, apparently you'd have to drink gallons and gallons and gallons of wine to get the amount of resveratrol that's cardioprotective. So that's why they try to concentrate it in pill form. Just because something is found in licorice doesn't mean you could eat enough of it. What they do is they take the compound, they multiply the compound, use the compound in a quantity, raise the quantity until they see something works, and then they extrapolate and go, well, to make this quantity, you would probably have to have, I don't know, 50 pounds of licorice, 100 pounds of licorice. Who knew? So the compound slowed the rate at which melanoma cells reproduce by blocking the release of certain proteins needed for them to flourish. When scientists gave the extract to mice with skin cancer, it had the same effect controlling the growth of the tumor. So that's pretty cool stuff. Now, a Scottish study found that children born to women who ate over 100 grams a week during pregnancy did worse on intelligence tests because of the glycyrrhizin. So you need to be extremely careful. You can't just go and eat a whole bunch of licorice. But they think there's something to the licorice root that's anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer. So remember this. We're going to have a pop quiz soon. The isoangustone A. It has suppressed the proliferation of human melanoma cells. Honestly, why don't they just make like a licorice-type sunscreen just out of real licorice? That I wouldn't mind. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're on the subject of food, there's a peanut butter test that can help diagnose Alzheimer's disease. Did you guys hear about this one? This is very interesting. All right, apparently, University of Florida health researchers, according to ufl.edu, all right, they have come up, Jennifer Stamps, who's a graduate student, gets credit for this one. She has come up with the idea of using a peanut butter to test for smell sensitivity. She was working with Dr. Kenneth Heelman and James Rooks, professor of neurology and health physiology at the University of Florida College of Medicine's Department of Neurology. That's a good school, by the way. I almost, I was interested in U of F or UF. Anyway, should get that right before I go. Anyway, she noticed while shadowing in his clinic that patients were not tested for their sense of smell. Now remember, he's a neurologist, sees Alzheimer's. Now, the ability to smell is associated with your cranial nerves, right? What's your cranial nerves? Like your olfactory nerve, optic nerve, vagus nerve, trigeminal nerve. Olfactory is your first cranial nerve. And it's one of the first things affected in cognitive decline. So what they decided to do was test smell. Now, since peanut butter, she thought, had a very pure odorant, very easy to be detected by the olfactory nerve, this is how they did the study. So 14 grams of peanut butter, which was about one tablespoon. They used that and a metric ruler. Boy, this would be a great science fair project. The patient closed his or her eyes and mouth and blocked one nostril. The clinician opened the peanut butter container, held the ruler next to the open nostril while the patient breathed normally. The clinician then moved the peanut butter up the ruler 1 centimeter at a time, during the patient's exhale until the person could detect an odor. The distance was recorded and the procedure repeated on the other nostril after a 90-second delay. If anything blew out of the nostril, they had to throw out the peanut butter because there were some boogers in it. The clinicians running the test had no idea if the patient had Alzheimer's or not. That would have been confirmed weeks after the initial testing. The scientists found that patients in the early stages of Alzheimer's had a dramatic difference in detecting odor between the left and right nostril. The left nostril was impaired and did not detect the smell until it was an average of 10 centimeters closer to the nose than the right. And that had happened in people with Alzheimer's. Not the case in patients with other types of dementia. Do you guys realize how cool this is? Your left nostril more impaired than the right nostril in Alzheimer's? It's the cranial nerve. This has nothing to do with stroke, right side of the brain or left side of the brain. This is, I find this stuff fascinating. Also, I really dig nostrils. But another type of dementia, no differences in odor. In fact, sometimes the right was left. Of 24 patients who had some mild cognitive impairment, which could mean Alzheimer's disease, sometimes they showed the left nostril versus the right, etc. Okay, so this could be pretty cool. Now, again, it's very hard to reproduce this study. Okay, you can't say, Mom, Dad, sit down, I'm checking you for Alzheimer's, let me get the peanut butter. Because they're going to be expecting the smell. You need to do this. And I'm not saying you do this test at home, but if you want to, okay, if you can't get your loved one to the doctor because they're fighting you on it, then just go close your eyes and want to test you. Make sure you may have to blindfold them because my mom would cheat. My mom would always take a peek. She's very untrusting, right? Because she keeps thinking I'm going to want to put her in a home. Have them cover the eyes, blindfold type, okay? And then just slowly bring the peanut butter, measure where, see if there's a difference. There's a difference between the left and the right. Now, what is normal? When should you be smelling the peanut butter? This is very difficult because I'm always blocked up. I have amazing sense of smell, but because I live in the desert, my sinuses are always running. I always have boogers. I have hair in my nose, right? We all do. I'm almost at the age where I need to start trimming it just in case one decides to grow. So, and then some of the sinuses could be opacified with crud. So, mind you, you could have some issues based on the plumbing, okay? But if you start to notice sense of smell go down, that could be a sign of dementia and Alzheimer's. Pretty cool stuff. That's a phenomenal story. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about kissing and what the evolutionary purpose is of kissing. We also have apparently a mom who says she skips daily baths for her baby and everybody is freaking out. How much should we be washing our babies, our poo-pooed babies? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.